USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
GOP leaders in Congress are looking to California Representative Eric Swalwell to explain his relationship with an accused Chinese spy. Members of the House Intelligence Committee, which Swalwell sits on, are calling for an investigation into his relationship with Christine Fang, a Chinese national who was accused of getting close to several politicians in order to gather intelligence for China. But the House Minority Leader also has questions for Democratic leadership. Congressman Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News that he wants to know why House Speaker Nancy Pelosi kept Swalwell on the Intelligence Committee when she knew he may have been compromised.
But what's worse about this, the chair of the Intel, Adam Schiff, knew this. He knew this the whole time they're trying to impeach the president. Everything that Eric Swalwell accused the president of, he did. And Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the third in line to the presidency, knew about this and kept him on the committee.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices at the Centers for Disease Control has added its approval to the emergency use authorization for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. The CDC committee voted Saturday to recommend the vaccine for use for people 16 years of age or older. Now that the COVID vaccine has received that authorization, the task of getting that shot out to millions of Americans is underway. Speaking at a Saturday press conference, Operation Warp Speed Chief Operating Officer General Gustav Perna says his group's mission still has a long way to go to be completed.
We know every day American lives are lost. More fall ill every day. More struggle with the circumstances of the pandemic. So while today we applaud everybody who's been a part of the team, part of the collaboration, part of the success that's brought us here today, we know that we are not done. We are not done until every American has access to the vaccine. To every American that wants it, receives it.
This is USA Radio.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Stargazers will get the chance to see an impressive light show this weekend. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The Geminids meteor shower peaks on Sunday night. It's said to be the best display of shooting stars all year. Several thousand years ago, asteroid 3200 Phaethon left behind a trail of dust that keeps coming back around again every year at this time. The spectacle could bring more than 100 bright shooting stars across this sky every hour from nightfall into the early morning hours, and of all different colors. The chemical elements in the rock are what gives the Geminids their distinct colors. Your best bet to see it is to get away from the city lights late on Sunday. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And country music legend Charlie Pride has passed away. The Country Music Hall of Famer became the first black artist to become a member of the Hall and scored 30 number one singles in his 50-plus year career.
You've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss an Angel Good Morning became his biggest song in 1971 and was his only single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. Pride won several Grammy Awards and was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Country Music Association this past November. He performed his final concert at that award show last month. In his early years, Pride served in the Army and pursued a baseball career for several seasons before committing to music. According to his website, Pride died Saturday of complications from COVID-19. He was 86. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.